like went over finances, and I think we could work it out.
Get a car. Get a new car.
Get a new car?
Not a new car, but get a car. Don't you guys need a car?
No, Greg wants to get a truck.
Oh, yeah.
This is our, like, two-year plan.
Two-year plan.
Is that Greg's going to get a truck, and then next summer we're getting a pontoon. Fingers crossed.
A pontoon.
Exactly. A boat? Why just get a pontoon? I want a pontoon boat.
You can get a... You can
a full... Yeah, a pontoon boat.
Not what are you... Just...
Freaking Uper. We're going to get a pontoon.
Well, I mean, what do you call them?
It's a pontoon boat. It's no, it's a pontoon.
It's a pontoon.
It's a pontoon.
You
going
to go store?
Okay, so if somebody says pontoon, you don't know what they're talking about.
That's just one.
Okay, yeah, we're getting one big floaty metal tube, and then eventually we'll get the boat to go on top of it.
I need to know this.
Get a second one and then connect
them. And then connect them, and then we might even get a motor for it.
So much more room for activities.
Greg,
yeah. All I can picture is sitting on like one pontoon,
straddling it
with like a oar or like a paddle, and just like paddling around with it.
I have heard for years your sauna.
Your sauna, huh?
God, Mike won't even acknowledge me if I don't say sauna.
Sauna. It's just a hard word for me to say, and I don't care. People, I'll fucking die on the hill.
So I think it's totally acceptable if you were not born and raised in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to say sauna.
Yeah.
I'm not Finnish.
Yeah.
I'm not a Finlander.
Yeah.
I call it sauna.
Sauna. I guess if I'm talking to somebody that I know is going to be pissed off if I say it the quote-unquote wrong
Mike's
way.
Mike's parents.
I'll say sauna because that's what they want to hear.
Yeah. Mike's dad especially. Mike's mom has no room to talk because she grew up in Minnesota.
Okay.
So.
No, Minnesota's.
Is it still sauna?
It's still, yeah. Sauna.
Sauna. So.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess that's just the way to pronounce it. And yeah. Us trolls.
That's fine.
Say sauna. Sauna's just a lot easier to say for me.
Yeah. And I've heard people just say, oh, yeah, we bought a pontoon.
People do.
People do say
Mike
that.
Mike is just fucking with me. Okay. Like, we're getting a pontoon. We're getting a pontoon boat, hopefully, next summer.
I'm so excited.
We went to the rec show, and we were, like, looking at different ones. And the kind that I like, they have, like, the bench seating in the back.
Yes.
And then the awning thing over the top.
Because you guys are looking more for, like, a fishing pontoon boat, aren't you?
Yes.
Kind of.
So instead of the bench seats like wrapping around the whole thing, which you can get, you can get them where they have like swivel chairs, like pedestal chairs that are in the front that you can take out and then just have like a big open space. And I want the big open space so that I can put like a chaise lounge chair.
More space for activities.
Or like a cot to lay out in the sun.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have room for the doggies.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, an expense that will...
They're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
How expensive are they? You don't have to tell me how much you're spending, but you can tell me roughly how much they are. Like 30?
No, well, they can be that much. The ones that were at the show, so I'll just give you like the broad range, are anywhere from like 15 to like 80.
Okay.
Like, there's a huge range. We are on the very low end of that because we don't want, like, it doesn't have to be fancy.
Yeah.
You know, it's for me and Greg and the dogs.
Right.
And friends that want to, like,
and
you know.
And friends.
But, yeah, our Tom has a pontoon that he uses quite a bit.
Yeah. Because I've seen snap pictures and stories of you on Tom's.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. And I really like it. And I just think that it'd be cool if we had our own. And we live so close to the basin.
Yes.
That we could go out, you know, on a day off and cruise around. And...
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-mm-mm. So that
lemonade
should be fun.
Drinks.
Yeah. Fancy lemonades on the pontoon. There was something else I wanted to tell you. And then we got distracted by boats and
hoes.
Boats and hoes. Is it hoe related? No, I don't think so. Other than I can't stop staring at my fingernails.
They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I cannot very nice. Get over it.
I'm glad I told you to go green. Because weren't you like hesitant? You were like,
oh. She showed me like a couple greens and then she goes, oh, and I have this army green. And then that's what I
wasn't picturing
with.
Army green. I was picturing like a softer green.
Like a moss. Mm-hmm. She did have a color like that, but it was too similar to the gray that I just did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was more of like a pale uh-huh. olivey color. But yeah, my nails.
I'm a black nail polish person or a bright, like super bright colors.
I like that color a lot.
I do too.
That's my the
toes
color.
Are painted this color too.
That's the color I usually do my toes. Mm-mm. But I thought it would look funny if I did green. So my toenails are purple right now.
Ew.
Do you want to see?
Look. I do want to see. So do you get a pedicure too?
No. You know, I do it myself.
Do you not like people touching your feet?
No, I love people touching my feet. Foot rubs are the best thing.
Yeah.
Pedicures are also great. But today I should have done that because I went in to get my nails done. Angie, she does a great job. Mm-hmm. I love her. Everybody compliments me like crazy when they see what an amazing job she does. But she was talking to one of the other nail techs there. And she said that she didn't have an 11 o'clock pedicure anymore because the woman had to cancel last
yeah.
minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and I kind of wish I would have. I wish I would have been like, I'll take the pedicure
do it up.
Appointment.
Because mm-hmm. it's getting warm. I mean, not today. It was 44 degrees. But it is getting like warmer out, kind of.
And as soon as there's no snow, I'm wearing flip-flops.
I'm wearing my Birkies,
yeah.
my Birkenstocks.
So, like, as soon as it's possible,
yeah.
I'm in sandals.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I should have just jumped on it and been like, hey, if you want to fill that appointment, I'm down.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I already talked to Greg about meeting up with him and I was going to buy lunch and blah, 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 because I had an hour and a half between my nails and lashes today.
Yeah.
God.
You're fucking bougie.
I don't know
that
what my problem
what
is.
What I'm telling you.
I think it actually makes my life easier, though, because these nails don't break. They don't chip. They're,
yeah,
like, indestructible. You know, once every 2 or 3 weeks, I have to go get them redone. And then my lashes, I do not have to put mascara on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to scrub
That's
mascara off
nice.
My face.
That it does. It takes up so much time. Being a woman sucks.
I mean,
no, it's great. I really like it. But
being a chick that would wear mascara every day, and I never wear the waterproof stuff because I don't like the way it makes my eyelashes mm-hmm. feel. So that was like, put it on in the morning. Okay, that takes 30 seconds. But then getting it off.
I remember, so this is funny. We'll like get into the movie, but
at some point.
In my emo phase, which was like half of my life, I remember like talking to a guy I was seeing, and I was just like, yeah, like I switched out of waterproof mascara because I've just been so happy lately. And then he pissed me off and we got into a huge fight. And I remember making my Facebook status back to waterproof mascara, cry face.
One thing about being older is that
it's so dumb.
I got Facebook when I was like 26
yeah.
or 27.
I got it when I was 18. It had like just.
So even when I look at photos going back to like late 20s,
mm-hmm.
yes, I've changed. But then there's the people that got Facebook when they were like 15 or 16 and they look back now and they're like, fuck, look at I was just a kid. And they look at all their stupid ass posts.
Every day. It's like a daily occurrence. I'll like go back in the memories and I'm like, who is this? Who is this person?
And I, thankfully, was already, like, an adult-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it really, like, some of my Facebook posts are kind of dumb, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, pictures and stuff. But, and I, like I said, I've changed, but it's not like I've changed from 16 to 30.
My Lord.
26 to 40, you know? So
yeah.
It's not as drastic. I still have a lot of the same friends. So it's not like I'm looking back like, oh, yeah, that guy I dated or this or that.
I am a totally different bitch than
yeah.
what I was in 2005.
See, I'm
totally different.
I'm similar. I have friends that come up that I've like lost touch
yeah.
with. But not like drastic. And I had already, by the time I got Facebook, I'd already been with Greg for like 5 years.
Yeah, that's so true. Like,
I think the first photo album that I made when I got Facebook was our wedding photos.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So like,
oh God, mine's a nightmare. My world views have changed like 20 times over. And every once in a while, I'll send you a screenshot of something dumb I said in like 2011.
What's funny is like, what we both did this. And this is one thing that comes up on my Facebook every once in a while as for world views. Leggings.
Oh, my God.
I fought leggings for so long. I made fun of people that wore them. Yes. I hated them. The same thing with skinny jeans.
Oh, God.
Hated fucking skinny jeans.
I remember specifically referencing David Bowie in Labyrinth. And I said, if you are not David Bowie in Labyrinth, you should not be wearing leggings as pants. Now I wear them to the gym. I wear them running.
I like, sleep in them. I wear them wonderful. Out. And now, though, that like low-rise jeans are coming back in, they can go fuck themselves. I'm not doing that again. Unless I manage to lose 90% of my belly weight.
Oh.
No, really. I mean...
Okay. I mean...
The time of my life where low-rise jeans would look fantastic on me was the first time they were in style.
I would wear them again.
But... From like late 90s. Yes. To like mid 2000s.
Yes.
And I was comfortable wearing them.
Yes.
They fit nice. I wasn't trying to size down or anything. I know. Now that like high-rise jeans, high-rise leggings, that's my life.
I am totally down for low-rise bell bottoms to come back.
Well, that is because your waist is the size of, like, I don't even know, something tiny.
Yeah.
This microphone stand. If my waist That's was true. Also as big around as a piece of bread, I would like wearing them, too.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. We have been talking for too long.
God, for fucking eternity. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to California in Bird Box.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 2018. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes long, and you can still find that bad boy on Netflix.
I thought it was off for a while.
I thought it was too, but...
No. It is based on the novel by Josh Malerman.
Mm-hmm. And he won a few awards...
For the book?
Book, yeah.
The only, it did win, the movie itself won a few awards. Mm-hmm. The only one I wrote down, though, it was the best streaming movie from Fangoria. So it won a Chainsaw Award.
I believe it, because everybody I knew.
Everybody.
Watched this movie. Sienna had watched it before us on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then we sat down and watched it with Hayden, and Hayden was pretty creeped out. Because it was 5 years ago. He was little.
Yeah, that would probably be very scary. I mean, it's a scary movie.
It's creepy. So it's directed by Suzanne Bier. She's a Danish filmmaker, and she's done a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff that I hadn't heard of.
Okay.
She's won a couple Emmys. She's, I guess, super awesome. It's written by Eric Hassier. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He did the screenplay for Arrival.
Ooh.
And was actually nominated for Best Screenplay in 2016 in the Oscars. Didn't win, but was nominated for Arrival.
Arrival was good.
Like Erin said, it's based on the book, which the original premise of the book came out way before A Quiet Place, way before The Mist, like the movie The Mist.
It seems like we did another film, too, where there were two films that were very similar. But like the book came out and then one of the movies and then the movie based on the book.
Yeah.
So there was like overlapping. I can't remember what film it was.
I can't remember.
But we did it on the podcast where it was like the two movies that were basically the same. But the directors and like screenwriters, everybody was like, meh, whatever.
Yeah,
they're like just different enough that it's no big deal.
I'm going to look back.
Are you?
Now I'm curious at what it was. So... The music is done. Are you going to do the music?
I did not. I didn't do it.
The music is done by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross.
Nice. Atticus Ross has done a lot of stuff.
Yes. He did Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay. That's why the name sounds familiar.
Trent Reznor was actually pretty pissed off at the producers in Bird Box because they lowered the sound for the music. So you couldn't really hear the music.
You know, and I didn't notice the music so much. Like, it just didn't stand out a ton to me.
That was probably an issue.
I believe it. Yeah.
So the cast is very loaded, but a lot of these people are only in the film for about 5 to 10 minutes.
This is random.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor and I have the same birth date, May 17th.
I feel like I knew that.
Yeah. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the cast as quickly as possible, but I trail sometimes. So here we go. Sandra Bullock plays Mallory. She's in Practical Magic, Miss Congeniality, a million other things. Greg's girlfriend.
Yes. Also Greg's other woman.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Paulson plays Jessica.
Love her.
Mallory's sister. I think she's in all of the American Horror Stories. Even minor characters.
I'm pretty sure she is too. I just looked up Trent Reznor.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I love him, okay, and I'm hooked on him. Did you know that he won an Academy Award for the best original score of Pixar's Soul?
No.
Anyway, okay, that's it. I'll quit looking it up.
Soul is such a good movie.
Yeah, he did the music for it.
Oh.
I love Soul.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story, Glass, Ratched on Netflix. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trevante Rhodes as Tom, Mallory's kind of boyfriend towards the end.
They're together, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she picks out the sexy nighty. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in one episode of Westworld, like right in the beginning.
He
plays like a bachelor dude. And then he was in The Predator and a few other things, like the newer Predator. Mm-hmm. John Malkovich as Douglas. He's in Space Force. If you watch Space Force.
Is it good?
It's hilarious. And Warm Bodies, ton of other stuff.
Red. Being John Malkovich. Yeah.
BD Wong as Greg. He's in Jurassic Park, Mr. Robot, and Gotham.
Also Law and Order SVU.
I wonder
if he narrates any books, because I could listen to him talk all day long.
He has such a lovely voice.
It's so just soothing. I mean, that's probably why he plays this character on SVU so well.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a doctor.
And I love it in Jurassic Park, because I think he's in most of the Jurassic Parks, at least the first three. And he plays like the raptor, like handler guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not handler, but like he works in the genetic lab. Ray Howery or Lil Ray Howery.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Charlie. He was in Get Out, Brittany Runs a Marathon, and Free Guy.
See, I wonder in Brittany Runs a Marathon. I've watched that a few times.
Yeah. Jackie Weaver as Cheryl. She was in Silver Linings Playbook and Father Stew with Mark Wahlberg, which actually looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This old boxer becomes a Catholic priest, and it's about like his conversion story. Coulson Baker, Machine Gun Kelly,
yes,
as Felix. That's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I didn't really know who he was, but Mike was just like, "Oh shit, it's Machine Gun Kelly."
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rosa Salazar as Lucy. She voices Alita in Alita Battle Angel, which is fucking badass.
Really?
Yeah. Maze Runner. And Tom Hollander as Gary. He was in About Time, Pirates of the Caribbean. Danielle McDonald as Olympia. She was in Dumplin', which is an adorable movie.
I highly recommend that film. Mm-hmm. It is so good. It's got Jennifer Aniston in it. As her bitchy mom.
Dumplin', yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was in an episode of Glee and American Horror Story. And then Julian Edwards plays the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivian Lyra Blair plays Girl. She plays little Leia in Obi-Wan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Little Leia. And then a couple quick shout outs. The river dude, when they're going down the river that it attacks them, is played by Happy Anderson, and he plays Jerry Brudos in Mindhunter.
Okay.
And then Rick, the one of the last guys that you get to meet.
Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Yep. Constantine. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
I love him. And I love him in, well, Constantine for one, mm-hmm. but Identity.
Yes.
Which I don't know, Identity, if it classifies as a horror and not just like a thriller suspense, mm-hmm. we should do it because that is so good.
I really like him.
I do too.
But yeah, that was
loaded. The entire cast.
The entire cast, but I feel like, I don't know, they're all worthy of being mentioned, even if they're only in it for a little bit.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, everyone other than the kind of Marauder people.
Which, one of the Marauder guys is in, he was in the Belko experiment.
Oh.
And he was also in Suicide Squad.
I didn't really pay attention to them enough because they were kind of minor roles.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Wild.
This movie's scary to me. Mallory, mm-hmm. main gal, it starts out in the opening scene. She's telling two very small children, 5 years old, roughly, mm-hmm. a plan that they were going to get in a boat. They were going to go down the river.
She's very aggressive.
Don't look or you will die. She just tells them flat out.
If you remove your blindfold, I will hurt you.
Yes. She threatens their lives. Mm-hmm. Keep the fucking blindfolds on. Then they do a quick flashback to 5 years earlier. 5 years before, Mallory is with her sister, Jessica. Mm-hmm. And Jessica's just visiting her because Mallory was very pregnant. Or pregnant enough. Mm-hmm. She had just pregnant enough. You know what I mean? Showing a lot.
Yeah.
She had just broken up with her boyfriend. Sister Jessica comes to basically, one, give her a hard time about it, two, take her to her prenatal visit. While they're getting ready in the morning, there is on the news, mass suicide. Overseas, Russia. Mm-hmm. Into like the UK, that they can't explain it, just mass suicides.
And Mallory is just like, well, it's happening in Russia. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not happening here. So whatever.
Yeah.
She goes to her prenatal check. It basically comes out that she's not into it. She's not attached. Her doctor, who I don't think you mentioned her.
No, but it's she plays a doctor in literally everything she's in.
She was a doctor on ER.
She's I'll look her up quick.
I want to say the doctor that she played on ER is Neela.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like her. So her doctor's basically says, like, well, you know, sometimes, I don't know if she says it, but she says it's hard to like love someone you haven't met yet.
Well, that and like there are some moms that just don't have those feelings. Even like with kids that they've like grown in them. Like they just don't have that maternal instinct.
And I mean, I get it. I can see how that happens.
The doctor is played by Parminder Nagra.
I don't know without seeing it myself. So I really like her. Mm-hmm. So she talks with the doctor. You kind of get that, like, Mallory isn't thrilled about having a baby. She's just kind of like, okay.
Well, the doctor, like, brings up adoption, too. Like, there are options. Like,
yeah. And she gives her, like, a little pamphlet thing for adoption. When they're leaving the office, they see a woman in the hallway, and she is just, she's smashing her head into the door, into the wall, a glass wall.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
it's very
shit.
Dawn of the Dead. Shit just hits the fan.
Yeah. Shit just happens out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And it once it does, it's like chaos. So they're driving, swerving through traffic. They're kind of like, should we run this red light? I'm not running a red light with a pregnant woman in the car. They're having like their debate. Well, then they end up running the light.
I would expect you to run the light.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. I would be flying out of there. I would be like, put your seatbelt on. Here, put these pillows between your pregnant belly and the dashboard. I don't know. Like we're not in this. We're leaving. Because people are like dying and killing themselves like all around. Mm-hmm. So they're like flying along. Well, unfortunately, Jessica sees something. Mm-hmm. She sees whatever it is.
Yep. And her eyes get funky.
Her eyes go all funky. Mm. And then she intentionally crashes the car.
Yeah.
Well, the car rolls. She gets out of it. Mallory does as well. And then she watches her sister just walk in front of a truck and die.
Oh, God. It's just so gut-wrenching.
And it was weird, too. Okay, the reason that Mallory didn't see it is because she was reaching in the back seat for something.
Yes.
So she had turned, was trying to get something out of her purse on the back seat, and then that's when Jessica mm-hmm. saw whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the, like, theories for this is that the people that saw were actually getting raptured.
I did hear this.
And it was actually...
Because some of them that see something... are like mom, or they're like, oh my God, it's beautiful. Like, yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. They say something kind of crazy beforehand. Well, Mallory then gets out of the car after seeing her sister die. She is just running down the street in a crowd. Like, everyone's running. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what's going on. There's like car accidents everywhere. Yeah. And this woman sees her from a house that she's in, mm-hmm. sees the pregnant woman running along, and goes out to save her. As she goes out to save her, she sees. Mm-hmm. And immediately walks. I think she says something about her mom.
She says something about her mom.
Yeah.
She's like, mom.
And then she gets into a car that is on fire.
Yeah.
And just and sits down and burns
John Malkovich's wife.
Yes. Lydia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she just burns up. At this point, Mallory had fallen
a couple times.
Yeah. And Tom helps her up and gets her into the house with the survivors. Mm-hmm. Now, what's his name? Douglas is like not happy about them being in the house because his wife went out to save.
Yes. And he immediately is just like, she went out to save you. Like, he's very bitchy about it, which I guess everybody
he's bitchy about the whole thing, but that isn't his house either.
That's not his house. It's his neighbor's house, Greg.
It's Greg's house. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a small group of survivors in the house. They get this idea. Okay, so they're in the house for a little bit. They're kind of settled in, and that's when Olympia shows up, who is also very pregnant.
Olympia's a fucking dumbass.
I know.
She
was wherever she was and then just put on a blindfold and then just walked door to door trying to find somebody to take her in.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Because she was like looking around her house, like her husband is deployed. Mm-hmm. And she was just like looking around the house and she's like, I can't survive here. Like, yeah. I'll starve to death.
So she just decided to wander off and look for help.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
I understand, but yeah. She makes poor decisions.
After she shows up, they kind of wonder if you can't look directly at whatever it is. Because at mm-hmm. this point, they realize they have the windows.
Yeah, they went immediately and shut everything.
All the windows are shut. They're like papered over, blankets over the windows, mm-hmm. because they know whatever's out there, you can't look at it, yeah. or you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
But they kind of get this idea, like, what if we looked at it through a security camera?
Well, and at this point, too, like, when they come to this conclusion, Mallory is just like, images still have meaning. Like, yes. They still have power.
Yes.
So why are you even risking doing this?
Exactly. I think, I don't know. One of the things, too, that came up is if birds can tell when they're around, why don't they just walk around without blindfolds on and then with birds and then when the birds start freaking out, put the blindfold on.
The end of the movie.
I know.
But yes. They don't know that right then. Yeah.
Yes. So Greg they tie him to an office chair in front of the monitors for his security cameras. And you see like a disturbance on the camera where the leaves are kind of like swirling mm-hmm. around. So, like you can kind of tell something's moving out there that's invisible. And he tips over his chair and smashes his head open.
Yeah.
Now, why wasn't someone in the room?
In the room with him. Yeah.
With him.
I was wondering that too.
They tie him to the chair and then they leave the room. Mm-hmm. Like.
Maybe at this point they think that it can affect, like, if he sees them, then it'll affect them. Like,
I guess maybe, but they could have been in the room, and as soon as he started to like freak out, they could have just like smashed the monitor.
Yeah,
and maybe saved him. Probably not. But anyway,
would you pick? I wrote this down as like a question. Would you pick A Quiet Place Monsters or these?
A Quiet Place
for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Because the idea of walking around blind every time you're outside, like, just freaks me right out.
Yeah. Okay.
Where in a quiet place, you just have to be quiet forever. Mm-hmm. You can still listen to headphones.
And if you're in a soundproof space.
Yeah.
You can talk still.
Build a house right next to Niagara Falls. Boom.
Yeah. Yes. That's good. That's a good idea.
Not like they are in the middle of like a farm field.
That's true.
Like, anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they find out that you can't watch it on camera. They decide to take a trip to the store. Charlie stocked at the grocery store, worked at it.
Charlie actually brings up that it could be like a religious thing.
That yeah.
It's like end of days.
Yes. And I kind of, like, it would have been cool, I guess, if they would have stressed that
mm-hmm.
a little bit more instead of just, I guess, leaving it open as just, like, interpretation. Yeah. Then you can take it mm-hmm. however. But, yeah, so let's see. They get in a car that has, like, GPS and everything in it to get mm-hmm. to the store. It also has the, like, sensors to find... sense cars or like whatever around them.
Obstacles. Yeah.
I feel like there's no fucking way that they could have gotten all the way to the store without hitting, like, how would they not hit a car? How would they not? They were running over dead people, which was kind of gross.
It was gross.
Another thing, too, while they're in the car, one of the entities, like, or whatever it is.
Surrounds the car. Mm-hmm.
That's a little creepy.
They're like, what the fuck is this thing moving?
Yeah, but just the fact that they drove blind all the way to the store and back mm-hmm. is kind of...
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me wish that you could use cameras, because then they could put cameras on the car and drive wherever they wanted.
Yeah.
Like in Daybreakers.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes.
While they're at the store, Mallory gets birds.
Mm-hmm.
She finds just pet birds, which is kind of nice. Like, why leave them there to die?
Yeah.
And I don't think she knows the bird thing at
she doesn't
the time.
At first, but soon she figures it out.
Yes.
Sadly.
They go crazy when the monsters are around.
Mm-hmm. And I like how John Malkovich is just like, let's just stay here. Fuck everybody else at the house.
Yeah.
And... Sandra Bullock is just like, no, like assholes.
Well, my thing, too, is why didn't they just go back to the house and get everyone and move into the store?
Yeah.
At some point, though, like the bad people would have showed up at the store, though, for food.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have lived there forever, but they probably could have done good for a while.
What a wild time that would have been to have been like one of the people that was infected. But like.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay.
One of Charlie's coworkers is in the store.
He's in, like, the loading dock area.
And he's on the other side of the door, like, please help me. Help me. Well, it turns out that some people, when they look, they kill themselves. Other people, when they look, go insane.
They go insane and try to find people to look.
And they want everyone else to look.
To look at the beauty
yes.
that they get to witness.
Yes. So he wants everyone to look. Unfortunately, it doesn't go well. Charlie ends up dying to save the group.
Yeah, so the guy is, like, pushing on the door, and then Charlie is just like, fuck. And you can see just, like, the look of, like, defeat in his face. And he just, like, barrels into the guy and shoves him.
And, yeah.
He sacrifices himself.
Yes.
And is immediately murdered.
Immediately murdered. You mm-hmm. hear it. It's gross.
Yeah.
So they make it back to the house. Well, then I'm assuming that night, within a day or two, Felix and Lucy, who have become a couple at this point.
A police officer and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Sure.
They're a couple now, or at least like banging.
End of the world,
you know?
Fuck it.
They steal the car. Sneak out at night, take the car. So now the people in the house are pretty fucked.
I thought it would have been like a missed situation, and you see them like at the place at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
Where they just like ducked out. Like, I'm not going through all this drama here.
Yeah.
The drama to come.
Oh.
Well, Olympia and her big, kind heart, somebody knocks at the door and she lets in Gary. He says that there's survivors that have looked. They were holding him hostage.
Yeah.
Or holding him captive.
Yeah.
And he escaped.
Before this too.
Oh yeah.
John Malkovich and Mallory. I don't know why I always do that. John Malkovich, Douglas and Mallory like have a conversation and Mallory is just like, why are you such an asshole? And he says, in the end, there are two types of people, the assholes and the dead.
And I mean,
she was just like, you sound just like my father. And they kind of have like a moment where
is that when they're drinking?
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, oh, a quarter ounce of whiskey or whatever won't hurt you. And he pours her like a double. Yeah. He's like, here, which I mean, I guess that is technically okay to have like a little bit to drink, like when you're in your last.
It goes back and forth. It's just like eggs in the 50s. Like, gotta watch your cholesterol. And now everybody's just like,
eat eggs.
Eat eggs with everything.
Yeah, I've heard that you can have like a drink or two here and there when you're close to having the baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the major development.
Not like
stage.
Out getting shitty bombed, but like, like in this situation, I would probably want a shot.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Olympia lets in Gary. He gives her this big spiel.
Gary's a fucking weirdo. And like Douglas is immediately like, no. What
Douglas
the fuck
is like,
do?
No, I don't think so. He tries to make Gary leave. And Cheryl, out of all people, the older woman, mm-hmm. knocks out Douglas.
And Douglas looks at Olympia and is just like, are you a fucking simpleton?
Yeah.
Where he calls her a simpleton.
Yeah. Like, why did you let in this random person? Like, no, don't let anyone in. He didn't even want to let her in.
No.
And she's a pregnant lady.
She's a pregnant. Who would you be? Would you be?
I would be a Douglas.
I would also. I'm glad
big
I'm like
time.
In your circle. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, because. And I always thought this, too, on, like, The Walking Dead. Because they went back and forth
Would you be a Rick in the beginning or Rick in the end?
A Rick in the end. I would be the Rick that's, like.
You'd be a Shane
right
off the bat.
I wouldn't be a Shane.
You'd fucking Shane everybody.
Shane and Rick, though, are comparable towards the end.
Yes.
But Shane just started out that way right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm protecting you guys. Fuck off. Like, we don't need these other people. We don't need. And in the beginning, you're like, oh. And then, like, halfway through, Rick's, like, biting people's throats out and, like, doing all this crazy shit to, like, protect his family.
Yeah.
You know?
I still remember watching The Walking Dead and, like, when Shane's that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And doesn't he, like, shoot him?
He shoots him in the like, kneecap when they're, like, running. They're running away from a building, and the walkers are after them. And I think they were getting penicillin. They were getting medicine for Carl because he was sick or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody was sick. They had to get medicine. And the one guy, like, couldn't keep up. And Shane wasn't waiting to help him. He's like, no, I'm not risking my life waiting for, like, hoping you catch up.
And I still remember there's that, like e-card or whatever that like, circulated around the internet around that time. And it's just, like, I don't exercise to look good. I exercise in order to not get shamed during the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Shane wasn't putting up with that shit.
No. That was such a sad episode. And you, like, watch him get eaten.
I know. Mm. You watch a lot of people get eaten in Walking Dead.
That's true. The rotating door.
Oh, no. That was so sad. But that was another, like, oh, just didn't get away in time.
Yep.
Couldn't keep up.
Are you a simpleton?
Yes.
I'm going to start calling people that.
Simpleton. Well, the group then locks Douglas in the garage because he's like the extreme, like, I'm only looking out for myself. The group then kind of spans from him on one end to Olympia on the other, where Olympia's like, we have to help people.
Yeah.
Other end of the spectrum was Douglas. Mm-hmm. So they lock him in the garage. While he's locked in the garage, Olympia and Mallory both go into labor at the same time.
Stress.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
I'm surprised, actually, that neither of them went into labor earlier.
No.
Because at this point, they'd been in the house for, like, a long time, and the stress they're under. This is when you find out that Gary might not be the best guy.
He's the worst.
He's pretty much the worst. So while Cheryl is helping the two women.
Yeah.
I don't know where Tom is at this point, just kind of not in the picture.
Yeah.
Gary is down in the living room, and he gets out all his little drawings of the monsters.
Which makes me wonder, like, why, if images are powerful, why even a drawing wouldn't have done it? But
I don't know.
What was that? There was some, I don't know if it was a horror movie or just, like, short story or something, where even drawing the image, like, made it real.
That kind of sounds like a Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what it was. But that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Where they would draw something and it would, like, come into reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gary gets out all his little monster sketches and then manages to knock out Tom when he's, like, confronted.
Which,
yeah,
I don't know if I believe that.
But he has, like, the strength of a crazy person, though.
That's true.
He's crazy person strong.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
And Tom is kind of, like, caught off guard by the whole thing, too. While Tom is unconscious on the floor, Gary opens the garage door on Doug.
And Douglas is just like, I fucking knew it. I knew you were insane. I knew you were one of them. Like, the entire time. Mm-hmm.
Like, screaming.
Oh.
And at that point, I guess it comes out a little bit later too, but, like, why doesn't Doug just keep his eyes closed? But when they're, like, walking through the woods towards the end and you hear, like, the whispering, like, the monster can't touch you, but it kind of, like, tricks you and tries to convince you into opening your eyes or taking your mask off.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been scary. Pat was over while we were watching this. And he said, why don't you just hit the button to close the garage door from the inside of the garage?
Yeah. And that might have been what he did.
It might have been what he did. Yeah. So, yeah. Where are we at? Blah, blah, blah. Notes. So Gary goes upstairs then. And the two gals are both, like, holding their babies. They're brand new babies.
Let me see the baby.
Yeah. He wants to see the babies. And all weird, like. And Mallory is like, no.
Like, sees his eyes and she's like, oh, fuck this. Because she's seen
And then he
before.
Starts taking down the paper off of the windows and taking down the blankets off of the windows to get them to look.
He'd be like, God, it's beautiful. It's all so beautiful.
And unfortunately, Olympia doesn't have enough time to not look. She looks as she's holding her baby. Well, then Mallory, like, flips out and is like, give me the baby, because she knows something horrible is gonna happen. Thank God she gets the baby away.
Yeah. And Olympia, like, gives her the baby, but she's, like, in tears, like she doesn't have like control of herself.
Yeah, and her eyes get all wonky red, and she walks to the window and chucks herself out of it. Yes.
Awful.
Very scary. Mm-hmm. So then here's Mallory, and she is covered with a blanket.
She like...
And the two babies, and the babies are crying.
Freshly given birth.
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
So, yeah, she's got the two little babies, just born. And she's just hiding. She doesn't know what to do because Gary wants to see these babies. Mm-hmm. But before he goes after her, he grabs Cheryl and like holds her eyes open to He's make like, her look. Look. Yes. Well, she has scissors in her hands from the whole delivery. Mm-hmm. And she immediately stabs herself in the neck. Mm. Yeah. While this is going on, Doug had escaped from the garage. And he does his best. He is like blindly shooting at Gary, but Gary can like duck out of the way because he can see him. Mm-hmm. He does wound him. I'd be kind of concerned about shooting a shotgun into a room with...
With a mother and newborn children?
A mother. And,
Or anybody.
Anybody, really. Yeah. But like, he's like blindly shooting into the room. They end up getting in like a fight and Gary kills him with the scissors. Stabs him. Yeah.
I do wish he would have lived.
Me too. And the room that they're in too, which it seems like you would have wanted a little bit better protection, maybe done this in the basement or something, because the room has like windows all over it.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, Douglas can't open his eyes at all, like without potentially looking out the window.
Yeah.
While this is going on, Tom is downstairs. He wakes up and, like, gets in on the fight. Mm-hmm. Mallory, under the blankets, just hears a couple gunshots. She doesn't know what's happening. Oh, and then it ends up Tom is alive, and he saves her. They jump to 5 years later. Tom and Mallory are a couple.
Yeah.
They have a nice little house that they've made for themselves. Mm-hmm. They take turns going out and, like, scavenging things. And the two kids are just named boy and girl.
God, they are so cute.
She won't call them anything else because she doesn't want that attachment. I know.
It's very sad.
It is very sad. But she is in this like crazy survival type mode where
that's, you could die.
That's how that's how she's handling it. So she's like, no, I'm not getting close to these two children that at any second something bad could happen. Well, they, Tom and Mallory hear a radio transmission that says that there's a safe community downriver from them. Now, they also mention that it will be hard to take the two kids down the river.
Yeah.
Now, taking the two kids down the river with the rapids, and the rapids are right before this like safe zone.
Yeah.
Seems 1,000 times better than trying to hike the two kids through the woods for miles and miles and miles. So even though it's dangerous, it's still kind of like the safest option. Mm-hmm. While they're floating down.
Yeah. A lot of shit happens
before that.
Before this.
Yes.
And you do. We kind of lumped it together as in like, this is what happens pre or like 5 years before. But there are flashbacks or flash forwards, I guess, to them traveling down the river.
Yeah. Here and there, there's like it kind of goes back and forth. I lumped it together for like continuity.
Yes.
I actually rewrote my notes on it so that it would it wouldn't just be like a back and forth.
Yeah.
So while Mallory is out like foraging, she sees the people that have looked, the unblindfolded people, or hears them.
Yeah.
She rushes back to safety. Well, unfortunately, they get attacked by the marauders. Tom, freaking saint.
I love him so much.
He distracts them so that Mallory and the kids can run away. To the point where he takes off his mask and kills them all before he can before he sees something.
Well, and he has that like mental battle, like, am I really going to take off
my mask? Because he's shooting, they're coming after him, and he has that moment where he's like, fuck.
Yeah, and like, I need to do this.
Takes the mask off. It's not like he's, he does have that like internal conflict.
And it where, is the only way that they could have gotten away.
Yeah.
So.
There was no way. He takes off his mask and manages to kill all of them before he kills himself.
Yeah.
Like, he sees something and still manages to get the last guy before he shoots himself, which is so
sad.
The Mallory and boy and girl, they make it to the river.
Yep.
Now they have the birds in a bird in a box.
In a box.
Yeah. And they are floating down the river.
What were you going to say, because we had mentioned this previously, about the infected people? Like, did you have something?
Oh, what I was going to say is when they're floating down the river, she tells boy and girl that when they get to the rapids, one of them is going to have to look to tell them the safe path. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So she has...
Could you look down? Like, I'm wondering if you could, like...
Just look at the ground?
Just look at the ground.
I don't know. It might come up underneath, you know?
Yeah,
you don't know. True. You might see its feet or something, and that's enough.
Yeah.
So she tells the kids, one of them is going to have to look, and that's the only way they're going to make it through the rapids, because if she looks, the children won't make it, you know? Now, what I want to know is, with Gary, he wanted to take the babies to make the babies look... What happens? What happens when kids look? They never talk about it in the movie at all. Like, and if it's just adults that are affected?
Yeah.
Then there'd be 20 billion kids and babies, like, left behind.
Yes.
Or murdered by their
marauders
or family members. But that never gets brought up. Like, what happens if a five-year-old looks?
Well, and the kids are enticed to, like, take their masks off and stuff. So... That's interesting.
But, like, what happens if a baby looks? Do they just quit eating?
Yeah, because they can't do anything.
Because they can't
do
anything.
What are you going to do? You're a baby.
But that, I don't know.
Maybe I think it's okay if the kids look and the baby looks, then the parents for sure have looked. So what does that even matter?
I mean, everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead.
So, okay. While they're floating on the river, they get attacked.
By Jerry Brudos.
Yeah. They get attacked, and she somehow manages, struggling with the blindfold, to hit him a couple times with a machete.
Yeah.
They come across a random camp that she has to go and investigate for some reason. And in the meantime, they investigate because they lost all their food.
Their boat tipped over. And the guy that attacked them, too, is, like, saying all this, like, gibberish stuff. And he's just like, we have to cleanse the world.
Yes.
And I'm like, ooh.
Ugh. They run into some hardships on the river. There's not a lot of... It seems like there's a lot more river time than there actually is.
Yeah. Well, because it's spread out throughout the entire film.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she finds, like, a camp... to go, she grabs some supplies from it, makes her way back to the boat. After that was like a suspenseful time because you can hear a monster coming after her. And then girl had gotten out of the boat. So that was like big suspenseful moment where you don't know what's going to happen because, you know.
Right.
When they get to the rapids, she can't choose a child to look. Yeah.
I know which one I'd pick.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, I wouldn't be able to.
Like in the movie or your actual children?
Undetermined.
You're like, I know. Right. I know right off the bat which one's going.
Just kidding. I love them equally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mostly.
Mostly. She can't choose. And they go into the rapids blind. The boat
Well, because 100% they would get infected or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be heartbreaking.
So they go into the rapids blind. The boat overturns. They make it through pretty much the whole thing. Yeah. It's like the last little bit of it. Mm-hmm. Because once they overturn, they kind of like drift off to the shore, spread out.
Yeah.
But they still all get to the shore.
Yeah.
Sad. The birds would die.
Absolutely. Yeah. They wouldn't just be like.
They're in a box that's going to fill up with water.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe by chance they just got a little bath.
Yeah.
And we're floating around in there.
Okay.
Because once they get out of the water, though, it's like sunny and warm. Maybe the birds live. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like super concerned with what happens to the birds, not the millions of people.
Fuck the kids.
Yeah.
What happens to the birds?
They all manage to reach the shore, but they're separated. All three of them start hearing voices. The two kids hear Mallory telling them it's okay to take their blindfolds off. And Mallory hears Tom.
Yeah.
Now, this was kind of a thing because everyone was hearing from, like, deceased loved ones or somebody. But Mallory is still alive. So that makes me think that the entity is, like, evil and it's not a rapture.
Ooh.
If it's convincing the kids, like, hey, it's okay, take your masks off.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have been Mallory.
It would have been Tom. Like, hey, kids, I'm here. Like, it's safe, whatever. And that might have worked better than Mallory.
I think so.
Because Mallory was kind of indifferent about these children.
Tom, like, loved them. I mean, you find out that Mallory did love them, too. But, like, Tom, like, full-on loved them so much.
Well, she manages to get back to the kids. Mm-hmm. One of them has a bell, a bicycle bell. And then she starts screaming. They all start looking for each other. That's when you find out, like, she loves these kids.
Yeah.
Because she's not like, oh, I'm going to fend for myself. Fuck them.
No. She's like.
Yes.
I need
She goes kids. Into mom mode. Mm-hmm. They make it to the community. The community, oddly enough, is a school for the blind.
Yeah. And it's super cool. Like, they're, like, knocking on the door, like, pounding on the door. Mallory's just like, I need to talk to Rick, blah, blah, blah. And so they immediately, like, pull them in and check their eyes. And they have, like, guns drawn on them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ready.
And she's just, like, against the wall, like, holding her kids, like, okay. Yeah. Like, please don't kill me.
Can you imagine, like, being in that situation and having your blindfold ripped off and then a flashlight, like, in your face?
Oh, yeah. When she's lived in, like, darkness this whole, like, two-day trip down the river, that would be painful. I don't even like it. When I get my lashes done, you have your eyes closed for a long time, and they're kind of, like, taped funny.
Yeah.
When you open your eyes and the light's bright, it's like ugh. Fuck. Mm-hmm. So, all my shit's flying out of my notebook.
So, that community, very prepared.
Yes. And what's cool is it has, like, a big atrium built down the middle of it. So, they have, like, this huge outdoor space that has vines and birds flying around in it. And
it's like St. Vincent School for the Blind or something.
And in the atrium they'd like painted over the window so like light could still come through but they couldn't see out.
Yeah.
They essentially like papered the glass.
Very smart.
Very smart. I don't know how they would have done that. It would have been quite a chore.
You would have had to have like gotten up on a ladder and just like felt. Like you would have had to have had like an image of what it looked like in your head.
Beforehand.
Before going up there.
And then started painting over it. Yeah. Or like even taping newspaper up. Like you do it with a blindfold. How do you know that you're doing a good job? I guess you get most of it done. And then, or you could like hang a blanket. I'm thinking of just house windows. Hang a blanket or curtain and then reach around it and tape the paper on there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm glad. I have tons of wrapping paper in my house. Ooh. I would have like a Christmas house if I taped over all my windows.
There's a house down the street from us when we lived on Brown that would cover their entire living room in wrapping paper for Christmas. Like all of the walls.
That's kind of cool.
Wrapping paper is neat.
My cats would destroy that in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it's a school for the blind. So there's quite a few blind people there still. There's then also just sighted people running around. They let the birds go, which is nice.
Yeah. So,
well, before that, they.
Yeah. So Rick says that, you know, like the blind people like aren't affected by it. And the birds warn the people that can see when the monsters are near. And that's when they go in.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sighted people go into the closed areas until they pass. So the birds are a warning system for them in the atrium.
The odd thing, though, if this is religious, so like blind people just can't be raptured.
Sucks to suck.
Like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm finding, as we're talking about it, I'm finding some holes in this theory. Well, then, finally, after this whole film, she tells the kids their names.
Yeah. So the doctor that treated her, that treated her for her pregnancy.
Yeah. Her OBGYN.
Yeah. Dr. Lapna or something, I think was her name. They like hug because she's there.
Yes.
And she's just like, well, who do we have here?
And then she introduces them as the girl's name is Olympia for one of the nicest women that she's ever met. And then the boy is Tom. And
the kids both start crying.
And they both start crying because now at 5 years old, they're named. And she says that she's their mother. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I guess there's supposed to be a sequel coming out for this.
I heard that.
And do you remember, too, these are just little notes, the Bird Box Challenge?
Yes. Oh, fuck.
Where people were doing dumb shit blindfolded or, like, trying to just do their life blindfolded and failing.
If this movie would have came out during COVID, it would have been wild. People would be running around the neighborhood with a blindfold and a mask.
Yeah, just covered, whole face covered in fabric and just walking around their neighborhood.
I did, yeah. It started in, like, Australia. Like, it was a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Twitch streamer or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, there was a girl in Utah or Nevada or somewhere that was driving down the highway and got in an accident doing the Bird Box Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Fucking dumb. I did, though, when I started watching Daredevil. Don't laugh at me. When I started watching Daredevil, like, I would just, like, sit in a room for a couple minutes just, like, with my eyes shut. Just
did I ever send you that meme where it's, if you didn't know who Batman or Daredevil were prior, and one of them fought crime with echolocation and the other one had a ton of gadgets and was, like, a millionaire, and you said who's... Batman and who's Daredevil, I would punch you directly in the face.
Yeah. I think you have seen that. Daredevil is amazing, that show.
But don't you think that they are named wrong? They're named incorrectly. Wrong.
Yeah.
Batman should be Daredevil and the blind one the should blind be one. God. Batman.
That show is even so though
bats
good.
Can see. Anyway.
Bats can see.
Yeah. Just not well.
Yeah. No shit, kitty cat. Anyway.
Oh, gore. Two.
Like a two. I mean, there are some the next stab and running over dead bodies and things.
Yeah. Scariness, I'm also going to say two. It's pretty freaky.
It's pretty to me. Creepy.
Yeah.
If you're into, like, especially if you're into, like, the apocalyptic.
It's creepy genre. Because, like, in most films, the survivors are just as terrible as the monster that they're fighting.
Yeah.
Or up against.
That's like. Everybody bitches about, like, the later seasons of The Walking Dead or, like, Fear the Walking Dead and stuff. It's like, where are the zombies? Because it's not the fucking zombies that you have to worry about.
The Walking Dead, because I watched every single episode, it does get repetitive where it's just every season they're going up, like...
Against another group.
Yeah. There's, like, the governor, and then there's the, like, cannibal group at Terminus, and then there's... Negan. By far, Negan was the worst.
Yeah.
But at one point, it got put into perspective. If you were Negan, and yes, he does run a very tight ship where he's burning people and taking people's wives and is very, like, whatever. But Rick's group just comes in and starts fucking murdering them.
Yeah. If they don't like how you run things, you're fucking
so
dead.
If you're looking at it from Negan's point of view, they could have started the whole show at the beginning with Negan and how he built his community, and then Rick and his group would be the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because Negan started out like normal.
He had a gym teacher.
He had a wife that he loved that passed away, like, during all this shit, like, when they do his, like, little backstory to make him kind of not as evil.
Yeah.
And he did have a great character arc where he, like, came back around and...
I'm going to do the thing. I read the comics.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
All did you actually read the comics or did you just wiki everything?
No, I did actually read Walking Dead comics. I had the big, like, book of comics.
Compendium?
The compendium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would sit and read.
Or
I had the little books.
I didn't.
I might have had the little ones.
Oh, the, like, chapters or whatever. I didn't read the comics. I read some of them. I kind of knew, like, what was going to happen here or there just based on comic book rumor.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that really stands out, though, is they, like, did Andrea so dirty.
They did her so dirty in the show. Yeah. I was so pissed.
But, I mean, that happens. You know how I was with, like, the True Blood books?
Mm-hmm.
When I started watching the show, I'm like, what the fuck is this trash? Because the books are so good.
That's how my friend Brie was, too, about the True Blood books. Mm-hmm. She was just like, no.
In, like, season three, they're already bringing in shit that's in, like, the 10th book.
Yeah.
They're leaving out characters. They're, like, Lafayette, amazing in the show, but he dies in, like, the first book. He's not,
like, the within character. The first, like, couple chapters of the first book, right?
I think early. He's, like, one of the first murders.
Yeah.
So crime mystery type style that they're in.
Anyway. Not talking about The Walking Dead or any of that. So that was Bird Box. I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Yeah, I would totally watch it again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a little stressful for me, though, because I have, like, nightmares about stuff like this. So it's not one that I'm going to watch all the time. I'd have to be in the right mood for it.
Yeah, same.
Because it's a little freaky.
That's how I feel about Squid Game, too.
Squid Game, I can't.
Lots of anxieties.
I can't watch that again. The first time was, it was amazing. I loved it.
When that chick grabs a hold of that guy and.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, just the first game.
Mm-hmm. And they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just blows my mind. I'm going to do one more that's like that. Game of Thrones. I can't do Game of Thrones again. I can't take the emotional roller coaster of Game of Thrones.
That's why we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so that was Bird Box. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page. It's /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Oh, and next week we'll be off, right?
Let me look.
This episode, and then is there another one?
I think there's one more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of days in this month.
We need to do a fun summer Memorial Day one. We'll find one. I think
we
have a good one.
Do we?
Picked, I think.
You do.
I do.
I can see it on your face.
Anyway.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
And don't do the Bird Box challenge because it's dumb. Bye.
Bye.